Welcome to the CCFR Radio Podcast, your source for news, updates, and stories from the CCFR.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 179 of the CCFR Radio Podcast. I'm your host, Rod Giltaka. Thanks for joining me again. Merry Christmas and happy holidays, everyone. It's our Christmas special, as it were. And what better way to celebrate Christmas than to provide you some really valuable information about the massive December 6th gun ban, right? We're going to keep it light and happy for the holiday season. Anyway, in all seriousness, we are going to try to keep it light. To help us do that, we've got our friend and yours, the internet sensation from Saskatchewan, as our special guest, Quick Dick McDick. So that's going to be awesome. In the monologue, I'm going to give you a little bit of information that you do need about the gun ban. That's going to be a Debbie Downer. But right after that, we'll bring on Tracy Wilson and Quick Dick and try to finish it off in a positive manner. Okay. So all that and more, CCFR Radio starts right now. Want to save hundreds on hunting and shooting merchandise? Want to support Canada's gun lobby in beating back the gun grabs? Download the free CCFR mobile app right now. Keep up with what's going on in the community, watch the CCFR podcast, and get exclusive discounts from dozens of gun stores and other CCFR business members. Available for Apple and Android users. The CCFR mobile app. Download it for free through your app store right now. All right, we are back. So before we go to Tracy and Quick Dick McDick, I've got some important things to go over with you. I'm going to try to do them as quick as possible, but there's a lot going on right now. So the first thing is a bit of a housekeeping item. It's about the Canada Post strike. I'm not going to provide you with any commentary on the strike itself, but there's no inexpensive shipping being provided in Canada right now. We're having to use shipping companies like Purolator and UPS and stuff like that. So the CCFR online store is still open, but we are getting killed on shipping. Like as in killed at the level like we're not making anything on the product that we're sending out. We're still sending it out because it's still important for us to get you the product that you want, especially if it's for Christmas or whatever, right? So if you want to do something to help the CCFR, amalgamate your purchases. So if you've got a couple of people that want calendars, the calendars are really, really expensive to ship for just one, you know, lump of paper, right? They're especially bad. So if you know a few people that want a calendar, amalgamate that order, do it in one order. So we only have to ship one box to you. Everything can fit inside the box and then we can recover some of that shipping cost because the order itself is bigger in the same size container. Anyway, there's a bunch of moving parts here, but we're just getting killed on the shipping because we don't want to say, okay, hey everybody, we're gonna offer flat rate shipping. It's $75 for every order, right? Like it's but we have orders where we're charging flat rate and it's costing us like literally $70 to ship it. So anyway, if you can amalgamate your orders in one order and then have that shipped, that would really help us out. And it would help you out too, because depending on what the scenario is, apparently we charge for certain shipping and it gets expensive. I don't know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Amalgamate your orders to help everybody. Okay, the gun ban. You've heard lots of talk about the gun ban. You probably heard Tracy and I talking about the gun ban. We've been on 30 interviews in the last, 5 days. But I aggregated a bunch of information into a video that I uploaded to all the socials. Well, I uploaded to a couple and Brandon uploaded to the rest, called Gun Ban Update from the CCFR - important, I think is whatever, man. I didn't have any energy left to come up with a great title. And that video is a little bit spicier than what I would normally put out. So, you know, just tolerate that, because these people frustrate me as much as they frustrate you. People are like, oh, you always stay so cool headed. It's like, yeah, sorta. You just don't get to see it. So anyway, I was a little bit frustrated. I didn't have time to do any more takes. So, you know, the video is what it is. But in that video, it's important probably that you watch it, because it talks about the gun ban, some of the things that you need to know about the ban. And it also talks about how we're viewing the ban at the CCFR and a little bit about me as an individual gun owner. and what we are sort of doing about that going forward. So what the CCFR's plans are. Okay. Now, I can't remember because this was yesterday and so much is going on every day. Even just today was a crazy, crazy day. Now, I can't remember if I put into that video an update about our court case. So forgive me if you watched the video and it's got that in there. I have to tell you about this because it's important. So as you know, we filed against the government for the May 2020 gun ban. That case took almost 4 years. Whatever, man. And of course, Justice Kane ruled against us, went to the Court of Appeal. That ended yesterday. Okay, so I recorded that video yesterday, so it was actually still going on when I recorded that video. And I had a conversation with our general counsel, Mike Loberg, and he feels actually quite good about how that went. Of course, we have zero control over how the judges are going to rule in our case, but Mike seems to think that we're not going to be successful in a bunch of different aspects of it, because we really just wanted an opinion on a bunch of those things anyway. But the most important thing about the order in council, the government not having the authority to ban all these guns and trigger like a $5 to $7 billion buyback and confiscation program based on an order in council, even just to say it is obscenely absurd, right? But anyway, whatever. Our team seems to feel that we are in really good shape on that. So that might be very interesting. I think I mentioned all this in the video and I talk about the possible scenarios that can occur about that. So I'm not going to repeat them here. So anyway, go watch that video, tolerate my frustration. You know, I didn't have it quite as under wraps as I normally do. So forgive me for that. And there's some other spicy things in there too. There's a little Easter egg I'm leaving for you. Now, I wanted to tell you a couple stories about some things that's happened over the last week. So when the gun ban happened, we got invited to a technical briefing. So this was Public Safety Canada doing a PowerPoint presentation of like what all the changes are. And it was presented by Talal Dakhalbab, I think his name is. I have a hard time with that one. I actually practiced trying to say his name, but I probably butchered it. And of course, the ban itself is as atrocious as you'd think it was. But then, you know, it's funny, there wasn't a lot of people. I think people just aren't really going to these things anymore because they're like, you know, why would I even go? But there was, the RCMP was represented there. And as it turns out, the RCMP, there's going to be no Canadian Firearms Advisory Committee, no CFAC. It's not going to be, you know, experts in firearms and community people and experts in other areas determining what firearms should be prohibited. It's going to be the RCMP. They're going to have set up their own little star chamber and they're going to go in there and you'll see a puff of white smoke or black smoke or whatever out of the chimney. And they're going to come out with lists of guns that they're going to prohibit, accountable to freaking nobody. That's the way they want to do it. And I was like, oh, okay. Like we've seen what the decisions are. Apparently weapons of war are like the GSG 16 that, you know, that Bill Blair, this monster thinks he's going to wrap up and offer to Ukraine. You want this to fight the Russians with, you know, maybe, we're a living meme, you know, we're the laughing stock of the world. And while everyone's laughing, including the liberals and Bill Blair, this maniacal psychopath, and the rest of them over there, including some of the people that I saw inside the technical briefing, while they're all laughing at turning everyone's lives upside down, devastating firearms businesses, family businesses that have been in the family for generations. This represents the only piece of wealth these people have, probably their retirements. Hopefully they could sell this business when they get old and not die broke. And gun clubs that have been around since the early 1900s, representing billions upon billions of dollars in real estate and improvements upon those real estate holdings. Just devastate them all. Why? Because the liberals are looking for a little bump in the polls. And then you have the people that are like, yeah, I want to be involved in this. I want to tell you a little bit about that. So there was, I didn't really have a lot of technical questions. Technically, there's really not a lot to ask. I understand all of this clearly, right? As I, and it's just like I just described just now. So I was like, well, you know, these are all the guns, basically, that the liberals said, trust us, we're done with the list. Go out and you just can't use those guns. Go out and buy these other ones. Everything will be fine. Then they turn around, they start laughing at you. And you're like, oh, what's the big joke? It's like, no, we just banned those two. I'm glad you just blew $5,000, $10,000. You shouldn't have believed us in the first place. Joke's on you, you're stupid, right? So that's the actual reality of this whole thing, right? And we have video of the prime minister saying, just buy other guns that aren't on the list.
My understanding is that there's about 19,000 models that will still be available.
There are some guns, yes, that we're going to have to take away from people who were using them to hunt and say, but we're going to also make sure that you're able to buy other guns from a long list of guns that are accepted, that are fine for hunting.
Any of you here firearms owners? Do any of you here have an FAC, a firearm acquisition certificate? So here's a fact you need to know. There are still 19,000 firearms available for hunters and sport shooters and indigenous hunters. So there is lots of firearms still available in Canada legally.
He said that on CTV, right? So anyway, so I'm in there and I'm like, you know, this is really weird. So I had the opportunity to ask a question. And I said, what do you guys plan to do with gun owners that believe that don't comply with the buyback, should and when and should it roll out? If they don't comply by the end of the by the deadline, have you, you know, like what's your plan? What are you going to do with these people? And Talal, he's a smart guy. I'll give him that. He's a bright guy. He's like, well, we think that, you know, these are law-abiding gun owners, you know, that we're dealing with. So we don't foresee anything like that happening. I'm like, and I told him flat out, I'm like, oh, that was a nice approach to an answer. I said, well, let me follow up with this. What are you going to do? Have you discussed? That's what I said. Have you even discussed what you're going to do with gun owners who don't comply by the deadline because they believe that this is unfair? And Talal didn't want to answer again. And he refers over to this guy. I've never seen him before. Brian Larkin, who apparently is a deputy commissioner, pardon me, over at the RCMP. I'm like, who is this guy? Never seen him before. He was the one that was in the press conference. And I'm paraphrasing him. So nothing I say online, I'm worried about anyone seeing, or, you know, I say the same stuff on TV. So if Brian is watching this, I'm telling you flat out, I'm going to paraphrase him. This isn't exactly what he said, but it's very close. Basically, if you were a gun owner, you feel the law's unfair, that doesn't matter. If you haven't handed your guns in by the deadline, you will be treated like any other criminal in possession of a firearm, of a prohibited firearm. That was the answer. You're just another criminal with a gun as far as the RCMP, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, are concerned, and the government of Canada. Anyway, just so you guys know who and what you're dealing with. Okay, I think I covered everything. Sorry to leave you on that bad note. So anyway, up next, we've got Quick Dick McDick and, of course, Tracy Wilson. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of the crazy stuff in this gun ban. We're going to try to keep it a little bit lighter. I know all this stuff is heavy. Just, you know, like, suck it up all at once. Get your negative feelings out about it. Look at the landscape. Look at what's left. I'm not losing any guns. They're just making life difficult and frustrating, but I'm not losing anything, and better days are coming. Like 99.5% better days are coming. And I mean that on a bunch of different levels, not only just on gun control. I think we're going to come out okay on this whole thing. We just got to keep your head on. Keep your guns at home, you know, shoot your 22s and your pump action shotguns. If they don't ban those in February, right? We think that there's another list coming in February. Shoot your SKS while you can. That's probably going in February, but they're not actually going to seize anything, and they're not going to succeed in any of this stuff. So anyway, keep your head on. I just thought that was information that you should have. Okay. Wipe that away. Let's have a little bit of fun with our special guest and Tracy Wilson. CTOMS has been a provider of trauma care training to military and police in Canada for nearly two decades. Now this emergency medical training is being made available to a wider audience through CTOMS online courses. Go to ctomsacademy.com and use promo code CCFR30 to get 30% off. That's ctomsacademy.com. And thank you so much to our great friends over at Vortex Canada. They continue to support the CCFR podcast and the CCFR. Can't say enough about them. Check out all their great products at vortexcanada.net. That's vortexcanada.net. Vortex, the force of optics. Need a new boomstick? Bullseye North is Canada's shooting superstore and a proud supporter of the CCFR. With a wide selection of guns and top trending gear for any shooter, they have what you need. Plus, free shipping over $250, which includes ammo, or flat rate shipping of $17 under $250. Some conditions apply. Subscribe to their weekly newsletter to get first access to the hottest deals. A huge thank you goes out to our great friends over at the Saskatchewan Rivers chapter of Safari Club International. They do a lot of great work over there, including supporting the CCFR and the CCFR radio podcast. Check out all their great work at saskriversSCI.com. That's saskriversSCI.com. All right, we are back, and via Skype, we've got Tracy Wilson from the CCFR. Wilson!
Wilson! Wilson!
Hey, Gil Taka, how you doing?
I'm doing better than you. You look like you're pretty sick.
I am very sick, yes. Now, I'm going to blame most of that on spending 2 days in the Federal Court of Appeals here in Ottawa listening to Liberal lawyers. So I'm going to blame that on them. However, my thumbs now have six packs on them because they got a workout doing all that crazy live tweeting from the courtroom. So there's good news and bad news.
Well, I know everyone appreciates all that live tweeting, and it was it was a ton of work, and your thumbs look great, by the way, despite how you
Thank
feel.
Thank you.
All right, just want to throw that out there. All right, we're going to move on to the most important part of this entire episode, and that is our special guest for our Christmas special, and I'm going to let you introduce him.
Well, I think you will recognize him. He is a Canadian farmer, comedian, and YouTuber. He makes some pretty wild videos about Canadian politics and farming. He's my friend, your friend. Welcome, QDM, to the show.
Quick Dick, how's it going?
Hey, it's going great. How are you guys doing? Fantastic to be here.
All right. Yeah, we're glad you're here.
Yeah, Tracy, have you ever thought of getting a crop top for your thumbs to show off that six pack that they got a little bit there?
Yeah, like they're beach ready. So yeah, I think so.
a little thumb midriff.
Yeah, absolutely. Why not?
Nice.
Sexy.
All right. So just in case we have like two or three, maybe, well, more like two people out there that don't know who Quick Dick McDick is, why don't you just take a couple of minutes and just tell people who you are and where to find you and what it is you do.
Yeah, sure. Well, my name is Quick Dick McDick. Be careful if you Google that. It might take you to a website I have absolutely nothing to do with. But no, just a YouTuber, you know, like unintentionally happened, just started posting a couple of videos on social media. And, you know, sometimes social media just has the opportunity to pick up something in the algorithm and some people start watching. And then before you know it, apparently you got a whole bunch of followers on different platforms, and we cover a whole range of topics, right from our silly federal government. Sometimes I like to do videos about education and farming, where your food comes from. Sometimes we'll just do Saskatchewan slapstick comedy, you know, about getting pulled out of the ditch or trying to talk on the phone with your dad that doesn't know how to work it. And sometimes I even do cooking shows, like we call it Cooking with Quick Dick, believe it or not. Yeah, so there's just a wide variety of things I do. You know, I'm all over the place. I'm on Twitter. Instagram is QD McDick because apparently the name Quick Dick McDick was taken. So I don't know who got that one, but and on Facebook and YouTube as well. And yeah, like we just do a whole bunch of stuff. And sometimes we talk about things that are affecting our day-to-day lives, you know, such as the federal government here in Canada. Yeah.
Yeah. And every aspect of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Tracy.
Now, aside from that, you also go on the road. Like you have developed this into a comedy show. Like you've gone on tour, and how did that happen?
Yeah, it's the same thing, like by accident, like most things do. You know, the only thing that I have an accident that I haven't had so far is I don't have any kids that I know of at this point in time. But I mean, you never know. Yeah, it just kind of happened by accident. Just started doing some local fundraisers here, and then it just kind of turned into a thing where all of a sudden, geez, you know, we're kind of going all over the place. And we do fundraisers for all kinds of things, daycares, senior citizen centers, ag societies, all that good stuff. And just it's great to get out in front of Canadians and get with Canadians and have a good time. And we all realize really quick that we're all very much alike, not much difference between us. And we all find curling funny. So it's a great thing to talk about at your shows, you know?
Yeah. One of the videos I think that impacted a lot of people that you did, certainly I talked about it on the podcast here and on our television show and just a little while ago, was the video that you did on crime in Canada that was around the fellow in Saskatchewan that was working alone on a job site and then ended up being shot by some robbers, some criminals.
Yeah, I think I call them something different than criminals on the video, but I'll let you check it out there and not here. Yeah, absolutely. You know, criminals with a long history of interaction with our legal system previous to this happening, and all that had been released from the system, and were at high risk to reoffend, especially the guy that did the shooting, and there you are some innocent citizen just out there, a grandpa just out there still working because most people in Canada can't afford to retire because of who runs our country at this point in time. And he's out there trying to fund his retirement and gets, you know, assaulted and then shot by another part of our federal government that's failing us at this point in time. So it's kind of a double negative of what happened there. Yeah. And it's just, it's just one of the things that I talk about. And, you know, one of the bigger things I think we all need to remember is lots of people after they saw that video have said to me, you know, you're saying what we want to say out loud. We think it quietly and you think it loud. And I think an important thing that we need to remember as Canadians is that we need to stop being silent about some things that we're fed up with, because if we just sit in silence, you'll get overrun by a very large or a very loud minority of people. And a quiet majority of people, I think, is a dangerous thing to have in a democracy that we're starting to see right now.
Now, you would think with crimes like that, and I mean, you know, violent crime across the country is up like 116% over the last 9 years. You would think that would be the focus of the federal government, but of course it's not. So just last week, they announced yet another new gun ban, again, you know, solely on legal gun owners and catching up some of our guns. What do you think about that?
Well, it's like you're doing something that's been proven that doesn't work. Okay. So gun crime keeps going, violent gun crime keeps going up after you implement a gun ban. Like, so then ban them harder. Like, how does that make any sense? If you have a fire that's burning and you dump something on the fire and the fire grows, would you dump the same product on the fire, or would you maybe try something like a fire extinguisher instead of gasoline? You know, I think it's absolutely insane that they try and keep doing something harder that's not working, you know. And it's like, you know, you can draw a parallel between fentanyl. We have a fentanyl problem. Well, have they tried just banning all legal fentanyl to get rid of the fentanyl problem? No, they haven't. Because they know that it wouldn't do anything, right? So why are we doing the same thing with firearms? Like, to me, it's the exact same thing. Why don't you chase the problem? It's the underground market, and it's criminals, and it's smuggling of this stuff across borders that's causing these problems. So why don't we work the problem instead of targeting people that are not the problem whatsoever?
Well, there's no political gain in it. That's why.
Right. Absolutely.
Crazy. So as you know, we had our big gun ban, and I think one of the things, a lot of it is frustrating, obviously, to a lot of different people. But one of the worst points of frustration for me, I guess one of the things that offends me the most, is you had the government, whatever, you know, in May 2020, they ban all these guns. The RCMP follows along and they ban another 800 to 900 models after that. And then we get towards Bill C-21. So then the gun debate blows up again. And here's the government saying, hey, you know what? The gun lobby, the whatever NRA-inspired gun lobby, all this garbage, right? They're telling you that there's, you know, that we're banning all guns. Don't worry. There's still 29,000 models out there, which, of course, anybody that knows anything, it's like you're taking that from the firearms reference table, like as in guns that existed 100 years ago or guns that exist in other countries. They just come up with that number somewhere. And there's like 20,000, there 29,000. There's so many guns still available. Just go and buy the ones that aren't on the list. And they said this, the prime minister himself said that. And then what did they do last week? Turn around and ban all of the guns that were replacements for the ones that they said that they banned before. People bought the ones that they said were okay to buy. They turned around and they banned those two. Of course, with no compensation, it's been almost 5 years. I don't know. It's almost like they think this is funny.
It's ridiculous, right? So I got caught up in the same thing. I'm a big fan of the WKC 180. And I went and bought one of those, right? And guess what was on this list when it came around? Yeah, absolutely. What you bought. So now it's supposed to sit in my safe as well. So I'm the problem. That firearms is the problem. We're all the problem. So I'm trusted by the government because they have absolutely no idea how they're going to buy any of these back. I'm responsible now to just keep it safely in my house, which I was always responsible for anyways. So it makes no sense whatsoever. But put it the other way around. Pretend it's one of these brand new Tesla Cybertrucks that they just came out with. And everyone's like, oh, we're going to go buy all these Tesla Cybertrucks. And then all of a sudden they ban them. They're like, but you can get 11 billion different other styles of electric vehicles in the world, because I think they should start using numbers like 11 billion because they seem to just pull random numbers out of their ass anywhere. So why not use that one? And so go buy these ones. And then you go buy them. And then they're like, actually, you can't use those EVs anymore either. You're going to have to put that next to your Cybertruck. That doesn't work. Like, at what point in time do people start understanding that this is what they're doing just to law-abiding citizens? Yeah. It's just we're just going to milk the money out of you is what we're going to do. Thanks, guys.
Well, what's even, I don't know if it's funny or depressing or ridiculous, but it's interesting because when they did their press conference for this latest gun ban, you had National Defense Minister Bill Blair there. And I was kind of wondering when they announced that he would be at this press conference, I thought, what the heck's he doing there? You know, he's got nothing to do with the gun file anymore. And sure enough, they trot him out and he proceeds to explain to Canadians that once they steal these legally acquired firearms from licensed gun owners who've done nothing to deserve it, they're going to load them up, pack them up, and ship them over to Ukraine so they can use them to fight the Russians. So what do you think about that? I mean, the jokes literally write themselves here.
Okay, so first of all, I don't know if Bill Blair and Elizabeth May have a competition for who can make the biggest ass out of themselves and who can be the most intoxicated at once. But anyways, let's keep that out of things. But like, what's their plan? Are they going to use Canada Post to ship them over there? Because I don't think they got anything that's basically capable of flying left in our Air Force or in the military whatsoever. That's not going to work out because Canada Post on strike. Second of all, could you imagine being a Ukrainian soldier on the front lines and opening up a crate of firearms that just came from Canada and having a 22 Plinkster that's pinned to 5 rounds? What are you going to do with that, hey? Like, I mean, oh, yeah. Look at this. We have 8 different models of firearms that just showed up in this crate and they have 5-shot clips in them. Here, go win the war, guys. You're going to have fun.
Oh, that's what I mean. The jokes literally write themselves. I think that was purely a PR stunt. I don't think any of that stuff's getting sent to the Ukraine.
Like how could you possibly? They can't facilitate it. The only thing I have been able to see this government facilitate so far is making bathrooms gender neutral with different feminine products available in them. That's the only thing that I've been able to see them get done. And the rest of it, they're just like, oh, we're going to do this. And none of it ever happens.
Yeah. What a mess. Yeah, the Ukraine thing, you could just go on and on for an hour about the Ukraine.
Did you see that? I was like, oh, I could go on this forever, but I'm just not going to.
Yeah. And it's a WK-180 with a 5-round magazine. Yeah.
What are you going to do with that?
Yeah. Well, you know who's laughing harder than Canadians having their, you know,
Putin
having their guns sent over there is the Russians going like, ooh, you know.
They're like, Canadians are sending the Ukrainians ammunition and guns. Well, the tides are going to turn here, you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to be able to run straight at these guys. Well, and look at the history. Look at war. Russians love throwing just massive amounts of people at armies to get slaughtered. That's how Russia basically won World War II, is just keep sending people to die. And all of a sudden, they're like, they're only shooting 5 rounds at a time. Thank goodness we have to send less people to win this war.
Well, the Ukrainians would look like Canadians on the range. Like, nobody can change a mag like a Canadian, right? Because it's like a lifelong magazine-changing drill.
Right? That's absolutely.
Americans watch our videos, our you know, YouTube tactical videos, and they'll be like, that's awesome. What is that exercise they're doing? They keep changing the magazine every 5 rounds. I got to start loading my mags to 5. I'll get really good at it too.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, either that or sorry, trying to say Canadians can't count. Like, who loaded those guys' mags? There's only 5 shots in them.
But then it's a good workout for those thumbs, right? That's why we have the bikini thumbs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why you can be a court transcriber there, a court, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, they do
transcriber, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I nailed it. That's why we can have people do that on actual cell phones, not on the transcription machine anymore. So anyway, so
I'm more of a voice text guy myself because I only do with one thumb because I'm usually driving the tractor feeding cows with the other one. So I just use voice text. So you can imagine some of my text messages that I send make absolutely no sense whatsoever.
Oh yeah. I don't.
And to be fair, I never use the word duck. It just autocorrects it to that. So I don't know why.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking right now. I know we didn't talk about doing this, but I use voice to text. Like I've been really busy, right? And I'm like, I'm using voice to text and I don't care what the text is that comes out. You're just going to have to deal with it. Everybody knows I use voice to text. Well, I sent, my buddy started using it too. And he sent me a message and I'm looking for it. Oh, I don't think I'm going to be able to find it because I'm not going to just wait while everybody waits for me. But anyway, he was trying to say something. I forget what it was, but it came up and it said, I want to watch you shower. And oh. I'm like, and I send him a question mark. And then he sent me what he actually said. And it didn't mean the same thing as that actually. And I'm like, man.
Well, thank goodness you didn't just send him a link to your OnlyFans account, eh?
I'm not even sure that Google's not doing this stuff on purpose, actually. But anyway.
I think they are.
Who says they don't have a sense of humor? All right. So Now there's a lot to complain about, the gun ban and everything, obviously. And why don't we talk about for a couple of minutes, and I'll let you start, QDM. Why should people not despair? What do we have to think about that's positive out of this whole thing?
Well, I think we don't got to look very much farther than what just happened with the election south of the border, where there was a very, like you said, like I was talking, what a dangerous thing is a silent majority of people. And we just saw that silent majority of people south of the border have enough and say, hey, no, I'm going to go out and vote and I'm going to change things. And, with polling, I mean, I don't really know anybody that responds to polls very often, or they usually hang up on pollsters when pollsters call because we're busy doing things on the farm. So I'd say if Trudeau's polling as bad as he's in Canada right now, I'd say he's polling worse, because most of the times the only people that answer polls are people that are on pay for from the government and have nothing better to do with their day anyways. But I fully see a change in government coming here in Canada, and it's been happening around the world provincially too. Like this, it's a bad time for incumbents in government right now. And I cannot wait to see it to be a bad time for the incumbent that's currently in our federal government. And I think that's what's coming soon. I think we're going to see a lot of this stuff repealed, firearms, carbon tax, you name it. I think there's going to be some very big changes coming in Canada with the next election.
Wilson.
That sounds so dreamy to me. I'm just sitting here kind of daydreaming about what that's going to be like. And it sounds wonderful. And then I think we also have to remember, you know, I at the end of the day, I look back to where I was in 2015 and when this government came in and how many guns I owned then. And I look at now and I got to tell you, Trudeau's not been a very good prime minister, but he's a heck of a gun salesman, because I don't think we've ever had as many guns as we have now. They've never gotten the buyback confiscation program, whatever you want to call it. They've never actually got it done. I've always said they never actually will get it done. And yeah, I mean, at the same time, we're fighting them with everything we got. We're hitting them full throttle. So I think there's a lot of reasons to stay positive. And, you cannot wait us out. Like we will not quit. So yeah, that's kind of my take on it.
That's what I love about you. You're my spirit badger. I've always told you that, Tracy.
Yes.
Well, there's a lot of reasons to be positive. Though everything's very frustrating. You know, I claim to, you know, I'll stay positive and here's what's great about the situation. And I spent a couple of sleepless nights in the last few myself. Right. And even had yesterday I had elevated heart rate all day long. I'm like, man, I must be angry or something. I don't know why.
Yeah, get Twitter open too much if that's what you got going on. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I think one thing to remember, and I think we've said it already probably repeatedly in different videos and in different interviews that Tracy and I have done over the last 5 days, is that the Liberals are out of time. They do not have enough time to create and execute and complete a buyback program. Like, you're not, it's highly unlikely that anyone is actually going to lose their guns. Maybe retail, you know, they've got a lot of power held over the heads of retailers because people, you know, retailers want to get rid of that inventory that they can't sell. Obviously, it's a business. But individuals, I don't think they have, they're out of time. So, and then the minute that the election happens, I can't promise you, because I don't have control of it, that the conservatives are going to do everything we want them to do. I would insist that they do, but I can almost guarantee you they're not going to take your guns away. So the finish line is right in front of us. It's frustrating. It's angering, all the rest of that stuff, but we're getting there. And I think everything's going to be all right. We just got to wait them out. Luckily, they're so incompetent. They spent 5 years posturing politically about a buyback, but never did it. So thank you for that, liberals. Anyway.
Yes. I celebrate their incompetence.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, just think, if firearms were equal to Taylor Swift friendship bracelets, Trudeau would have taken them all by now, you know?
Yeah. He's still wearing them, man.
Is he?
Is that not embarrassing? Like, it's the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen.
Well, no. I don't want to veer too far off, because I can veer into the ditch like with the best of them, right? But there's only certain times I have a lot of discipline. But that, I think, is consistent with a lot of aspects of him. I don't know what else to say about that.
Yeah.
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 He really likes being around young people. Anyway.
I got a word for that. But anyways, moving on.
Okay.
Awesome. All right. Well, I guess we'll wrap it up there. Quick Dick McDick, thanks so much for coming on. We are fans of your work and really appreciate everything you do. And on behalf of Tracy and I, we would like to wish you a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays and whatever it is you're celebrating, and really appreciate you taking the time to hang out with us today.
Well, thanks very much. And I'm a fan of you guys, obviously, back. And a Merry Christmas to you guys and to everybody out there watching. You know, go do what Christmas is. Get somebody you love some ammo and a new pair of gotch, and make sure you eat and drink and be merry.
All right, that's going to do it for episode 179 of the CCFR Radio podcast. Thanks, everyone, for watching the last episode of 2024. Yeah, we won't have another episode till, actually, January the 9th, 2025. 2025, I think, is going to be a pretty interesting year, right? On a bunch of different levels. I think it's going to be quite an adventure. I'm sure many of you out there would agree with me on that. I've only got a couple of important things to go over with you before I let you go. The most important thing, of course, is Field Officer of the Month for November 2024 is our great friend, Phil Steenberg. Congratulations, Phil. Thanks so much for all your work. Phil is from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. And for being Field Officer of the Month, he gets a $100 gift card to the CCFR online store. You also get a year's free subscription to CATF, otherwise known as Canadian Access to Firearms. That's graciously donated every month for our Field Officers of the Month by Donovan Dewis over there at CATF. So thanks so much, Donovan. Donovan is awesome. So great supporter of the CCFR, and we appreciate that as well. I also would say, Phil, that you get mentioned in the podcast on our national television show. And Donovan has been publishing pictures of our FOs of the month in the paper, in CATF as well. So you get all of that recognition for a very good reason. So we really appreciate the help. All right. Just a quick reminder, if you haven't seen the video just imaginatively titled Gun Ban Update from the CCFR - Important. That's probably a little bit overly spicy video that I talked about earlier on our YouTube channel. Go there, check it out. Gives you a little bit of insight where we're headed at the CCFR. And, you know, it's funny because I did about 8 takes of that video and I was frustrated. Obviously, you don't ever want to see the first take of that. I think it was like that 23 minutes. I was like, hit the stop button. I'm like, I can't put that out anywhere. You know, so someday someone is going to hack my computer and get all those first takes. I'm just joking. I delete them. But let's say I didn't, and then put them out and everybody would be like, oh my God, like I had no idea. Right. So anyway, terrible title. I was out of energy by the time I was finished that. So anyway, terrible title, but I think it's a fairly poignant video. So check that out if you can. The only other thing I just want to mention is, you know, these people do these horrible things to us for no reason whatsoever, really, right? And they do it for political reasons We know that already. And, you know, they want to suck the happiness out of you. They want to make you as miserable and unhappy and malcontented as they are. And as I've said 100 times on both our podcast and the television show, and probably in other videos too, interviews and stuff, don't let them do it to you. They are not worth you thinking about them a minute too long. Okay? Not one extra minute of thinking about them. So rest up, enjoy your family. Enjoy, if you don't have family and you're spending Christmas alone, enjoy that alone time. Kick your feet up. Look at all the things that you actually do have. Rest up, rest your mind. Because come the new year, we are going to be fighting these people like our lives depend on it. Okay, I've got lots of plans. My plans are always a little bit bigger, I think, than what we can achieve. But if we achieve 80% of that, you'll be amazed. As I said in the video, like the liberals are going to be shocked at what we're going to do. So anyway, get the rest now. There'll be lots of information coming in the new year, and we're going to need you rested and determined, okay? So thanks so much to Quick Dick McDick for coming on with Tracy and I. Really appreciate that. Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy holidays. Just enjoy the time off, and I can't wait to reconnect with you in the new year. Take care. We'll see you in the next one.
This is another episode of the CCFR Radio Podcast. Remember, if you don't stand up for your own ability to own and use firearms, who will? Join the CCFR or donate right now at www.firearmrights.ca.